National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, Oral History 2. Frieda Spiegel interviewing Marilyn Latterman. Okay, Marilyn, we're going to go all the way back to Manchuria. When you spoke of four children going to Manchuria, would you be specific as to who went and who they went with?
It would be my mother's half-sisters and brothers, and I don't know how many of each, who went with their maternal grandmother because their mother was dead. And they went to Manchuria.
This maternal grandmother was not your...
No. No relation to me.
Okay. And, okay, that's what I mean. Do you know what their names were?
One was, let's see, Connor was their, K-A-N-E-R, was the family name. No.
Now, was that your mother's family name?
No. My mother's family name was Margolis.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, actually, I guess their name was Margolis originally. If I didn't know what their name, you know, afterward. I knew one of them. Okay. I met one of them many years
later. So this was the second wife of
My mother's mother was the second wife of my grandfather.
Oh, and this was the first wife.
This was the first wife. And my grandfather died as a very young man from pneumonia during one of the pogroms in Russia. He was probably hiding. And after his death, the four children went with the maternal grandmother of that side, and my mother and her two brothers and her mother came to this country.
I'm not clear about that. Were they divorced?
No, he died. Oh, you know, the first wife died. My grandfather's first wife died. And he married again. He married my grandmother.
Okay.
And when he died, which was probably 6 years later, the four children that were part of that marriage went with their grandmother.
Okay.
Okay? Yes. And my mother and her two brothers came with her mother, who would have been my grandmother.
Okay. That helps.
Okay.
All right. Now, moving up a little bit, you mentioned that you were on the committee at Riverview in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that there were problems at Riverview. Could you be specific about that?
I would rather probably not discuss the problems.
Okay, that's okay.
But it cleared up. What it was, I think, was financial problems, and I think a board that had been there for so long. And after, I was not on the Riverview board, I was on a review board. Through the Federation.
I see.
And I think that...
Was it a troubleshooting kind of...
It was part of the Federation, and we were reviewing budget.
Okay.
So it was really mostly budget.
Okay. And when you performed, did you have a group that you performed with?
Just
anybody?
Just our
women?
Our own women and men from the community.
But there were no particular...
Who did I work with?
Yeah.
No. Whenever there was a show, for raising money, either Ladies Hospital Aid had one, and United Jewish Federation had one, and Whiteman School had one, then I would be in the show.
But there were no group that you worked with?
No.
All right.
So I used to work with Don Brockett. He would do a lot of the directing, and a woman by the name of June Reisner, and who was one of the most talented women I've ever met. She's dead now, but she was terrific.
Did you ever work with Don Brockett in his shows?
I worked in one show, but nothing much.
Could you give us the dates of your chairmanships?
You wouldn't do that.
Approximately. the, you know, the years.
I was campaign chair for, co-chair for United Jewish Federation Women's Division in 70, for the 73 war.
Okay.
I was co-chairman of the campaign, UJF campaign, in 1973.
Is that the women's campaign?
That's the women's campaign. During the 73 war in Israel. And it was one of the most touching, exciting, devastating times I've ever spent. Because people came with their savings, their life savings, and gave it to the Federation to help in that war effort. Then I was chairman of the campaign 1974.
Again, the women's.
A women's campaign. In 1976, I was president of the Women's Division Federation.
Okay, but not of the entire board, or were you ever?
No.
No, okay.
In those days, women were not presidents of the board, okay. Of the Federation Board. I won the Young Leadership Award for the Federation in 1965. I was a vice president of Montefiore Hospital, not women's, but of the hospital.
Of the regular board.
Regular board. In about 1978.
How did that come about? Was that a common thing that...
I think in those days they finally decided to open it up to some women, and I guess I was a spokesman of the community, and they asked me to be a vice president. And that was a very interesting experience because they had never worked with women in an officer position. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of interesting. Heck, good enough.
The NCJW ball, do you remember what year that was?
Oh, God.
They haven't had a ball for a long time.
They haven't had a ball for a long time. The first year, I guess I was the chairman of the ball. I'll figure this out. I can do it backwards. My cousin Heidi was one of the girls in the ball. So she is 15 years younger than I am. So she's 51. So let's say she was, 18? So how many years ago was that? My math is very poor, but... 38, 48,
33
years ago. So this is 1998. So 68, let's
65.
Say.
65.
65,
yeah.
And the... was there anything special that you can remember about that time?
That was really funny because there was a centerpiece with ribbons that came out, and the girls would pick up one of the ribbons, and if they pulled it and there was a flower at the end of it, they got to lead the cotillion. And of course, my cousin Heidi and my Uncle Joe led the cotillion. And it was, I was embarrassed. I thought, oh, God, somebody's going to think fix. But it really wasn't. It really wasn't.
How many girls were in the...
Oh, there were about 25. It was a beautiful ball. But it was a lot of money, you know, to put on. And I think that the way of doing it today is a much more successful idea. Mm-hmm. Instead of spending money on dance and flowers and band and all the other things, I think... National Council makes much more money this way.
Were these girls volunteers?
They were community
criteria?
Volunteers, yes. Yes.
Okay, and the Ladies' Hospital Aid Society.
Oh, God. That's before that.
Oh, was it?
So I'd say that was about 1960, 1961.
We're young.
Oh, God, was I young.
That's a big job.
I tell you, it was. It was a beautiful dance. It was gorgeous. It was fun.
Okay, now, you talked about the SOPs, the high school sorority.
I did? I must have, yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us something about that?
Was it
a Jewish sorority?
It was a Jewish sorority. In my day, that there were two Jewish sororities and two fraternities.
In the high school?
In the high school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Who knows?
I don't want that.
That's kind of foreign to us.
Yeah, I think
it's
probably Sigma, Omega, whatever. You know,
Greek letters.
One of those Greek letters.
Yeah.
Things. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes, and it was a big deal in those days. I went to a private school, so that was nice that I could meet other girls.
Oh, you could belong to the sorority without going
being
to Taylor Odorless.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't affiliated.
No.
Oh.
No.
No. Oh. Okay.
And it was a sorority that had been around for many, many years,
but doesn't exist anymore.
No. No, I don't think any of those exist anymore, and I'm not sorry to see them go.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the other sorority fraternities?
Mm-hmm. There was a sorority called the GALS, G-A-L-S, and there was a fraternity, Sigma Kappa, and Pi Tau. Bring back old memories.
And these were all Jewish?
All Jewish. All Jewish. Well, we didn't have a community center. Well, we had the Y, but we didn't have a Jewish community center that was so active with young people. We didn't have that. So,
how about BBG and
no.
There was not...
I don't even know if they existed. So I just don't know.
Well, they existed, but
yeah,
I don't know what
well,
they did
it was
in
not
Pittsburgh.
Part of,
because, you
it
know,
was not part
that
of
was
my
our
life.
Activity
yeah.
in the small towns.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not part of my life.
Okay. Is there anything significant about these sororities that you can remember that...
just was, meetings and mm-hmm. fun.
Mm-hmm. Where did you meet?
Probably, in the houses, other people's houses. Probably was... too exclusive, exclusive and let people out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there were many hurt feelings.
How many would you say were in this
sorority? About 80, because it would be 4 years of high school.
Oh, you started as a freshman?
Either a freshman or a sophomore. I can't remember
that
far back. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Now let's move on to your father. I think it's significant that he was, an officer in Kaufman's. And I really think we need to have a little more detail about that.
Okay.
Would you give us his steps?
Yes. Where did I mention that he had won a Westinghouse scholarship to college?
They
lived in Old Allegheny. Mm-hmm. So I think he went to school on the north side. And he won a Westinghouse scholarship to college. He was the oldest son. And I'm certain the first one to go to college in that family. And he went to Carnegie Mellon at Carnegie Institute of Technology and entered as an engineer. Now, in those days, there were no such things as Jewish engineers. But that's what he went to school for. And in the meantime, he was working to pay for whatever tuition and to help his family. And he started as a shoe salesman in Kaufman's. And when he graduated from Carnegie Tech, there were probably no jobs offered to Jewish men, and Kaufman's...
Do you know what year that was?
In the 20s, 19... He was born in 1903, 1902, so...
All right, 10, it 20, just gives
yeah,
us
in the 20s, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept moving up. He became the shoe buyer, and then he became a general merchandise manager, and then he became a vice president. And when the Kaufmans sold the business to the May Company, and Irwin Wolf, who was the president at the time, also a Kaufman relative by marriage, when he retired or he died, I don't remember which, my father became the president of Kaufman's.
Now, but that was already part of May Company?
That was part of May Company, then.
Okay, so he became president of the Pittsburgh Kaufman's, is that correct?
Right. There was only one Kaufman's.
Okay.
And that's when they started to build the suburban stores, mm-hmm. was when he was the president of Kaufman's. And he was a merchant prince. He really was. And if you ask anybody who ever worked for him or who knew him as a manufacturer, I've never heard a bad word spoken about my father. He was wonderful. He was a terrific guy. I think I liked him.
As you should.
I did.
And you could be proud of him.
I did.
That's,
oh,
you know,
he was
really
a wonderful man.
A real
really
accomplishment.
Wonderful man.
Now, from there, I think you mentioned that he went to San Francisco?
He went to Los Angeles.
To Los Angeles?
They transferred him to Los Angeles.
And in what capacity?
As vice president of all the May stores in Los Angeles.
Of the May stores
in
Los Angeles?
Right. And
okay.
There were many
okay.
stores then. They had, you know, already done a lot of spreading out. Suburban stores. So I think it was a very hard thing for him to do, to move. He had such a wonderful life here. Mm-hmm. He lived here all his life. It was very hard on my mother, but they made very nice friends in California, too.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can remember about that that you want to add?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I talk about my mother at all?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Did you live
in California? No, I was married already.
Yeah. What do you remember the date?
That he went to California? Yeah, 1961.
Okay. And do you know when he became President Kaufman's?
Don't know. I don't know.
Were you already married? Or?
I think I was. So I'd say 1953, something like that. It might have been after that.
Just to put it in a proper perspective.
Yeah, I really don't remember. I have all the papers downstairs, but I just don't remember.
Okay. I don't think we have Stephen's birthday. If you would,
Stephen was born October 19th, 1961.
Okay.
You have Sue Ann and Michael's birthday?
I must.
Okay.
If you want to give them again, just in case we don't have...
Michael was 1955, September 7th. And Sue Ann is July...
Spouse of Ann.
Sue, A-N-N.
Two words.
Is July 29,
1957.
My dad's okay. She's a Leo, and she really is one.
Careful, so am I.
No, so is Earl. She's a red-headed Leo. She is. It's a great...
My father was.
It's a great time. Could you excuse
yes.
me? Yes. Thank you.
Give us a little bit of a view. You've been very active in the community. How do you compare your growing up years with what you see today?
I don't think that young people have as much fun as we have. they're so busy at every kind of activity, I don't think they have time for fun. I've lived in this neighborhood all my life, so I've lived here since I was, let's say, 5, and there was a street that we all would meet. I mean, after school, that's where we would be. So I knew all the kids, all age kids in this neighborhood, and we had a ball. We really did. I see kids going, they go from dancing class to Hebrew school to soccer to, and they don't have time. I don't think they have time for relationships, which I think is a very interesting, interesting thing. I mean, I knew Earl from the time I was 15. And I don't know. I just think it's not quite the same. I think they're smarter than we were. I think they have to be.
Maybe more advanced.
Or maybe more advanced. That might be it.
Technology-wise,
yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, 3-year-olds know how to work a computer, and I'm still struggling.
Aren't we all?
Oh, it's so discouraging.
How do you look at this community culturally? How do you feel about it?
But Pittsburgh culturally? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's a wonderful city. I worry because we're losing so much of our charitable base, which in the big corporations that are leaving the city. And I hope that people will pick up the slack because, I mean, we have everything. We have dance and music and a wonderful museum. And it's a terrific place to live. And I feel very safe walking in my neighborhood. And I walk down to the universities and spend time there. It's a terrific place.
I feel that way, too.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I do.
No, yes, it's a wonderful city. People say, oh, Pittsburgh. It's a wonderful place to live.
Yeah. And how about politically? Have you been involved in anything politically?
Very little. Very little. I'd like to see some changes.
How do you feel Jewishly? Do you feel any anti-Semitism, or have you felt any anti-Semitism
in my lifetime? Probably the only anti-Semitism I felt was in my years at Winchester. And that was not the girls in my class. They were great, and I have really good friends in the class. I think, and not the faculty so much as the head of the school. And I think they took Jewish girls in those days because they really needed the money to survive. And in my class of 54 girls, there were 14 Jewish girls, which was a huge number.
And out of how many?
Out of 54. Mm-hmm. So, for you know, in those days. But other than that, I don't... interestingly, when I went to Wellesley, my freshman year at Wellesley was also the first year of the new president. Her name was Margaret Clapp.
Spell that, please. Mm-hmm. Clapp.
Yeah. She was C-L-A-P-P. She was a wonderful woman. And she had come out of the Army, I think. And this is 1950s when I went there. So she accepted the position as president if there would be no quotas of any kind. And so my freshman year at Wellesley, there were a huge number of Jewish girls in the school. I think it changed a little bit after that, but not since. I think that they got scared or whatever, but there was always Jewish women in Wellesley. Always. You go back to the early 1900s, and there were always Jewish women, but not as many as in my class at Wellesley.
And how do you feel about the present time? Do you sense any anti-Semitism in the community?
No, I really don't. I'm not in a position, you know, to see that. There might be some black Jewish relations that are a little precarious, and you know, that's a tough thing to see. Mm-hmm. But I think we've always tried to be good neighbors.
That's about all that I have to ask you, but is there anything that you would like to add that we haven't touched on?
No, I just like meeting you too.
Well, we like meeting you too. That's the dividend of doing this. That's for sure.
It really is, and I think it'll be fun. I'd love to see a transcript or something. If they do that, do they do that? What do they do with it?
But I would.
I think they do.
Earl has one that was his mother's. They interviewed for I Am a Book, By Myself I Am a Book.
Yes.
Isn't that part of it?
That's right.
And they interviewed Earl's mother and his sister. And he has a transcript, and it's so illegible that he doesn't really know what they... so it was not a good transcript. But
it seems
isn't
to
that
me
interesting
that... We'll ask.
Okay, I'm just
we'll
curious.
Ask.
Why didn't I see stuff?